Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Man Cave Caucus Podcast, where we bring you the latest and the greatest in politics and pop culture and mostly everything in between. I'm your host, Ben Baker, and I'm joined once again by my co-host, Tim Holden.
Good to be here.
The one and the only man among men, prognosticator of prognosticators. Mm.
It's getting deep. It's getting real deep.
Joel's gone this week, Tim.
Missing the Googler.
Yeah, no Googler today. Probably on some great adventure down in Mack County or something. I don't know. I don't know what he's doing. I mean,
he did tell us, but I just knew it was not a fudgeable. Mm-hmm.
Something he couldn't get out of.
Something he couldn't get out of.
Yeah. I started thinking of that song, Never Leave Harlan Alive, anytime I think about somebody down in Mack County.
I always think of Don't Take Your Guns to Town when I think of Mack County.
Leave your guns at home, Bill. Just playing in the background. We don't know. We don't know what Joel's up to, but whatever it is, hey, he's just going to be wishing he was here, I'm sure. Because I have a feeling, Tim, that this week's episode is going to be off the chain. And, you know, whatever Joel's decision was to go noodling down on the Elk River or whatever it was, I don't know. I think he's going to regret it.
I hope that we have an episode that definitely makes Joel wish he was here.
Yeah, so first up, today we're diving into a story that has got the whole country talking. Tim, the man who legally changed his name to literally anybody else. This sounds like something you would do.
Does he go by Leia?
I don't, for short.
Yeah, I mean, that's a mouthful.
So he changes his name to literally anybody else, and now he's running for president as a write-in candidate. That's right, folks. We've got a new contender in the race. He's got a name that's as unforgettable as it is unpronounceable.
I could see him pulling at least 1%.
Surely, right? I mean, if we have any faith left in humanity, right?
Yeah, there's got to be a few people out there that, you know, don't feel the way that I feel and don't feel the way that the other side feels. And they'll be...
just feel like they don't really have an option on the ballot.
Yeah. They'll be like, oh, there's my guy.
There's no excuse now.
I wonder if you could... I think you could probably come up with a more provocative name. But I mean, that was definitely some good low-hanging fruit that
he would have changed it to like Trump or something,
right? Yeah, or Abraham Lincoln reincarnate. I mean, you can go wild.
Trump 2.0. Yeah. Ocho Cinco.
Trump without the baggage.
I mean,
Trump without the lawsuit.
The sky's the limit.
Yeah. I don't know.
I think you're right. I think there could have been...
I would have definitely had to spend a little more time on it.
So, I mean, and you might be thinking, you know, why would somebody do that? Well, I mean, it turns out that this guy is trying to make a statement, of course, about the politics of today. He's tired of the same old, like many of us are, and he's decided to throw his hat in the ring. And I think he's got some pretty interesting ideas on what his platform might be, but...
If he can get his approval rate up as high as Biden's, he could be in the presidential debates.
Right. Which would be great.
I believe they were saying that Robert
RFK.
RFK is eligible for presidential debate with his polling.
So he has chosen a running mate. Did you see this?
I did not.
Not a good choice. Yeah. But we'll leave that for a different discussion at a different time. So this guy, he's from Texas. He's that's legally changed his name and announced he's running. And formerly known as Dustin eBay.
That sounds assumed also.
I know, right?
How many times has this guy changed his name?
Not spelled the same.
Oh, okay.
But it's E-B-E-Y.
If he's changing his name that much.
Is there a limit?
I bet there isn't. There's probably a nominal fee. He was probably, when Dogecoin was big,
he was... It's 2024. There's no way...
He was probably the Dogemeister. Right. Supreme.
Vermin Supreme member.
You got to have a last name.
The boothead guy.
Yes. You got to have a last name. Supreme's always a good go-to.
So he's 35 years old, U.S. Army veteran, 7th grade math teacher in the suburbs of Dallas, Texas. And has a Texas driver's license even to prove his name change. Wow. So he said he wanted to change his name because he's unsatisfied with this year's presidential candidates, which is Joe Biden and Donald Trump. He said 300 million people can do better. And when he was referencing the two front runners for the nation's highest office, he said there really should be some outlet for people like me who are just fed up with this constant power grab between the two parties that just has no benefit to the common person.
Mm.
Yeah.
I definitely appreciate his sentiment. I really don't see myself voting for him.
No.
But
no.
There will be some. I feel like voting for him, you might as well just not go. But I know that's an un-American take. It's just,
well, you know.
But I love it.
Right.
He's assertive.
He looks like a dude that would just be cool to hang out with in the man cave from Texas.
Well, he's probably not on Rogan, so maybe we could send out an invite.
Get him on.
Any publicity is good publicity, you know.
We should. But it wasn't long, and... he was in the news again because the Federal Election Commission threatened his campaign because he didn't file the true name of his candidacy. And, of course, the joke's on them because, and this is the Babylon Bee article, not the Bee, because it is his legal name, right? And so they're threatening a lawsuit. It says, the letter said, it has come to the attention of the Federal Election Commission that you may have failed to include, you may have failed to include the true, correct, or complete committee information. This is a computer probably generated response. Yes. You can tell, right? That just, it threw them all off when it Grok, said literally anybody else.
Well, Grok wouldn't be doing their work.
Right.
They definitely got ChatGPT or something as their secretary.
So it said, knowingly and willfully making any materially false, fictitious, or fraudulent statement or representation to a federal government agency. Oh, my goodness. Including the Federal Election Commission is punishable under the provisions of the law. So,
how long will it be before people start naming their babies Grok?
Right.
It's coming.
It's coming for sure.
I guarantee you there's already a child
probably
who has been born that's named Grok.
Yeah. So literally anybody else is going to have to send them a letter back and say, it's really me. Literally.
Wow.
So I think it's hilarious. I mean, so here's my thinking, though. I mean, he seems kind of undeterred, right? Just incorrigible that he's going to weather the storm and remain as America's new favorite in the presidential race. But so who's he going to pick for his running mate? None of the above? Or
I guess, I mean, I should probably change my name.
None of these candidates?
Throw my hat in the ring. I mean, I don't think that it's necessarily a qualification-based selection.
Right.
It's what is your name?
Oh,
why
man.
Not? I'm going to change my name to why not and run.
Why not
as
me?
Anybody else.
Why not me?
Why not me? They only use your last name, so it would be Else and Me.
You're right.
2024.
Else and Me.
I don't know. Look good on a t-shirt.
It would. In fact, it might be worth making one, right?
Yeah.
You think? I mean, if nothing else, this guy could definitely sell some t-shirts, I think.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe that's...
probably where he's heading.
Maybe that's
what's funding his $200,000.
Maybe some shoes
budget for the running for president.
That's what it is.
it'd be bad if there's more signs for the local county commissioner,
right,
than he had nationwide for anybody else. And else and me, 2024 else signs.
2024.
Yeah, he don't have a running mate yet.
Right.
Maybe he can talk his wife into changing her name.
Right. Right. So right. Next up, Donald Trump's collateral bond. You know, we've been talking about this some in the New York fraud case, or I suppose you could call it the New York fraud case.
Yes, the fraudulent fraud case.
Right. So anyway, the bond was lowered. I think it was like $450 million, right? It was just a crazy amount of what they started out with, what the judge ruled with. And it got lowered this week to $175 million, which is significantly lower than that. And then also, they said that there would be no assets to be seized. So let's hear what Donald Trump had to say about this ruling.
Thank you very much.
What's your collateral bond?
Cash.
Is there a way to really pardon yourself?
Did you catch the question?
What's your collateral on the bond?
Gonna play that again.
He should have said straight cash, homie. Do you remember that?
Which one?
Straight cash, homie. They asked him how. They asked the football player, I believe it was Terrell Owens, how he was going to pay his fines.
Oh.
It may have been, I thought it was Terrell, but it may have been Ojo Cinco. No. Where's our Googler? Joel. He'd know off the top of his head.
Thank you very much.
What's your collateral on the bond?
Cash.
Is there a way to really pardon yourself?
Did you catch the question?
What's your collateral on the bond?
What's your collateral on the bond? And he turned quickly on his heels and said, cash.
It was Randy Moss.
Oh, it was Randy Moss?
How do you pay, man? If you don't write checks, how do you pay these guys?
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Straight cash, homie.
Well, that's what Trump had to say. And I loved every minute of the way that went down. Right back in the face of the judge. So... by the way, so this week Truth Social debuted on the NASDAQ. I don't know if you saw this, valued at over $9 billion.
Incredible.
And so Trump's wealth has now jumped to over $5 billion, which surpassed George Soros this week.
Wow.
And other wealthy billionaires as well. But that I thought was just delicious.
Timely thing.
It was. Have you ever looked at the top billionaire list?
I used to frequently, but it's been a long time.
So let's look it up. So, because first of all, I was like, how many billionaires are there? Do you have a guess?
I would guess there are
in the world.
I would guess about 1,200.
1,200? No, there's a lot more than that.
Okay.
Almost. Like more than double that. So there's 3,194 billionaires worldwide. But I mean, there's the top 10. There's a big difference even between the top 10 and those below that. So we'll go through the top 10 real quick. This one I haven't heard of. So Bernard Arnault and family, $226 billionaires. He's a France billionaire. And then you've got the ones we know. Jeff Bezos is now second place. And they fluctuate because of stock prices and all that, right? Especially these top ones. So Jeff Bezos, 198. Elon Musk is 195 billion. Zuckerberg.
Hang on. I got to pause you. You know where the number one guy got his money?
Where?
It's the Louis Vuitton.
That makes sense.
Could you imagine?
Purses, man.
Man.
And, apparel.
I should have sold satchels.
Well, I think what he realized is there was a market among
He owns like a lot of brands, but right. Louis Vuitton was the original.
So, yeah, Mark Zuckerberg, Larry Ellison, 155, Warren Buffett, 138, Bill Gates, $131 billion, Larry Page with Google, 126 billion. Steve Ballmer, also Microsoft, 124. Sergey Brin, 121 billion, billion dollars. That's just the top 10.
Out of the top 10, who would you want to have dinner with?
Elon Musk.
I would go for Warren.
Really?
Yep. Warren Buffett. I've listened to hundreds of hours of Elon Musk. Warren Buffett, I feel like if you got close to him, you might just be a little...
You might learn something?
A little more prepared for life.
I think you're probably right.
I mean, the Oracle of Omaha, I feel like he could just shed some light on how to do life right.
Yeah. But I thought that was interesting. So now I think Trump is like in the top, I can't remember what they said, the top 400 or whatever. Wow. With his wealth now.
Oprah's got it. Is Oprah still?
I'm sure she's still on the list. Yeah.
She was way up there. Tyler Perry and Oprah were both in the double digits, I thought.
Really? Tyler Perry? Wow.
Dude.
Billionaire. Are you sure about that? Madea?
Pretty sure. Our Googler, I can tell you all kinds of facts today. Right. I am taking my liberty.
You are free to reign.
Oh, no, he's 1.4 billion.
Okay. Still a billionaire.
But I thought he was double digits.
Definitely at the bottom of the list, though.
Oh, super
just
low.
Just barely makes the list. I mean, I wouldn't.
Pretty much broke.
Pretty much broke. I don't know. I wouldn't classify it as that at all.
Just eking along.
Right.
Through life.
Okay, next story, Tim.
Oprah's 2.8.
The Biden administration has a new plan to release, wait for it,
pestilence?
I suppose it could be. But it's grizzly bears.
Good call.
On the great Northwest.
Like New York City area. So, that sounds like a Biden policy. We need to reintroduce grizzly bears to New York City because they were once there.
I thought it was the land of wolves.
It is fair and equitable.
It's even more. It's the land of grizzlies. So this is a not to be article. It says Biden administration fast tracks efforts to release grizzlies near populated communities despite outcry from locals.
I was kidding, but populated community. I mean,
I'm not sure who was like, hey, you know what we need to do right now? Right now.
You know,
we got to fast track this.
Not enough faces have been.
But hear me out. Grizzly bears being brought back to populated areas.
You know
what do you think?
You know what'll take away from the stories of violence and crime in the inner cities?
Oh, man.
Grizzly bears ripping faces off.
Well, think about it. That's why they did Cocaine Bear last year, right?
Yeah.
To you know, kind of inoculate
into
everybody
this.
Into this is a possibility. Oh, Tim, what if we could get that shipment rerouted to the southern border? Maybe train them to...
why not just do like your namesake, Ben. Are you familiar with the movie Ben?
Gentle Ben.
Gentle Ben, the grizzly.
I am.
Have about 50
That's
gentle...
what I changed my name to for the ballot.
Nice. Yeah, I can't believe you have...
Actually, it's Trust Gentle Ben.
Yeah, I can't believe you've won the first two terms without such a name change. I trust you a little more already. But yeah, so about 50 gentle bins, maybe...
the border.
What was Grizzly Adams Bear's name?
Ooh, I don't remember that one.
I don't either, but
We could also get the guy on a buffalo.
Well, see, I haven't ever told you this, but as soon as I settle down, I'm getting me a buffalo.
All my rowdy friends are settling down.
I'm settling down at some point soon, and I'm going to get myself a buffalo bottle feed.
Farm? A buffalo farm?
No, just one buffalo.
Oh, just one. Well, that'd be a farm.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, it will be a good tax write-off, I hope.
I know a guy.
Tim?
No. That has they've got a whole herd. They might be able to fix you up.
Yeah, I know where to get some, but I'd be interested in, you know, when you're buying a buffalo, you got to kind of price people out. Like, right. Make sure you're getting a good deal on your buffalo. And it comes from a healthy stock. Yeah,
you don't want to get it from a buffalo. A buffalo meal.
No, I want to get a purebred buffalo. You know, I mean, I'm not going to be able to get a bison, but I'll end up with a bison. I would like as close to that buffalo line as I can get. I want to bottle feed it and take it to parades and stuff. You know,
we could put a Ben Baker sticker on it.
Yeah,
put it in the parade.
He'll have butter stickers. They're just stickers you slap on its butt for parades and cruising Main Street, whatever you want to do.
It would definitely garner plenty of attention.
I don't have the name yet, but I'm a big buffalo fan. I went out to North Dakota and went petting buffaloes. I got a quick story, and this is we went camping in Theodore Roosevelt National Park, and we were in an RV for 8 years. So when you're in an RV, your kids, you gotta take them to a tent every now and again to let them know that it could be worse.
It could be worse,
kids. I mean,
just every once in a while,
we have a dishwasher in the RV, and we have a air mattress with holes in it in the tent. And so we went camping, and I had never been camping. I camped indoors at a Royal Rangers retreat when I was a youngster.
That's not camping.
That was as close to camping. So I decided I was going to get to camping, and I bought everything. I got it all. Dropped pretty much 2 weeks' pay, but I was ready to go camping. And we decided we were going to go camping in Theodore Roosevelt National Forest. And busy time of the year. Beautiful.
That's just bully.
And let me tell you, it was bully. So we went out there, and we were spending 3 nights just in the wild, just us in a tent and some supplies. And 380 head of buffalo. And I was intent on petting a buffalo, but doing it in a respectful way so that I did not get my car flipped over or something. So I made that come true and pet one. But where I was heading with this is we set our tent down, busy time of year. We found a campground with not one soul in it.
Mm.
And
that seems a bit suspicious.
And buffalo are my favorite creatures, period.
Mm-hmm.
But we bedded down about 2 a.m. We woke up to some heavy breathing.
Oh, no.
A lot of it. And rowdiness. And for the next 4 hours, me and my wife prayed. And if we could have fasted any more than just not eating for those 4 hours, we would have, as buffalo in rut.
Oh, no.
About 50 head just went wild on the campground. And we were just a thin sheet of polyester from in a one rail wood fence from dying.
Oh, man.
With our kids. And popped out of the tent the next morning, just appreciating drawn air just a little more than we did when we laid our heads down. And the park ranger came by. He said, "Do you guys not see the red dot?"
The red dot.
He said, "This campground's closed. The buffalo are in rut."
You said, "Yep."
I said, "Well, we're aware of that now. we're aware of the rut. We didn't know what the red dot meant. It's our first time camping." So I've gotten up real close and personal with buffalo.
Man, that was a close call.
And just glad to be here today.
Yeah.
Anyways, I don't know how we got here from there, but we're...
So, grizzly bears.
Grizzly bears. Yeah. Still don't know how we got there from here. Yeah, so Biden's letting the grizzlies loose.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, up in the great north. So... It says the Biden administration is accelerating a proposed plan to translocate grizzly bear population.
Biden's really into trans this week. I know. You notice that?
Yes, we're going to talk about
Sorry,
that.
Sorry, jumping ahead.
The federally managed North Cascades National Park, which borders rural communities in northern Washington state. And in a joint announcement, the National Park Service and U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service published a final environmental impact statement evaluating its options for grizzly bear management in the region. The filing lists the federal government's preferred course of action as the, here it is again, the translocation of grizzly bears from other ecosystems with an experimental population designation.
It's
what could possibly go wrong?
Location affirming placement.
I mean, right? It's Biden's, just a few rural voters we're talking about.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe that's...
People get it.
Maybe there's more than one way to
rig
the
off.
Election. They're probably Trump voters.
Culling. Grizzly culling. The great grizzly culling of 24.
But it just so happens those communities near the new bear repopulation areas are not happy about it. And they said the status included in today's announcement may be the administration's attempt to placate the state, but we continue to stand with the ranchers and rural families in Northwest Washington who do not want this proposal to move forward at all. That was the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. I suppose there's a conflict of interest there. But,
well, hey, how do you kill the rural? You know how that you've, you know, the conspiracy theories going around about, you
the
know,
food.
Killing the farms.
Yeah. That's not a conspiracy theory, Tim.
Oh, sorry.
Dadgummit.
Sorry. I forget sometimes it starts out as a conspiracy theory and then it changes titles at some point.
Right.
To facts. But anyway, so yeah, how do you get those? You reintroduce the wolves, which they've done.
Right.
Now it's grizzly bears.
It was the land of the wolves. Now it's the land
of
the grizzlies.
But, yeah, but they're released. They release the wolves back into Yellowstone and they're getting outside of Yellowstone. And, mm-hmm. Anyways, that was a...
Well, I mean, grizzlies like to eat, Tim. They...
As do I.
Mm-hmm.
Judgment-free zone is they...
Specifically farm animals.
Well,
and people.
I watched a grizzly chowing down on an elk. And elks in Yellowstone, and elks are quite a bit more feisty than your local farm cow.
Yeah.
Than Betsy.
They're not going to go away silent.
Mm. We need to start having protests about Betsy's dying.
But I mean, think about it. Like, this is what they would call progress? Like, it seems like we're...
They do. They were, as they are proponents of murdering babies, we got to give them grizzlies back their rightful spots.
I think we need to crunch the numbers on this. I think it would be cheaper to put these bears on the southern border and train them to sniff out fentanyl.
Yeah.
And it would, I mean, cocaine bear would be nothing compared to
fentanyl bear.
Fentanyl yeah. bear.
Or poppy bear.
Poppy bear.
Poppy bear.
Not
would,
to be confused with a Trumpy bear.
And no, the poppy bear, you know. Fentanyl would be like his roided out brother.
I think it would put a little bit of a chilling effect on the invasion at the border right now.
Well, and if they
I'm just
had,
guessing.
We could have a bear named Gummy Bear if they had like marijuana gummies coming across the border. You never know. People are always trying to save a buck. I know it's legal in Missouri, but...
It's much cheaper from Mexico.
Gummy bear would be the easiest one to get away from, I think.
This is the word on the street.
Gummy bear don't run very fast. He just don't do a whole lot. Keep he's trying just, to. He's always playing Fortnite and still living in his mom's basement.
Maybe anyways. It'd be like one of those fake owls, though, up on the corner of your house. I mean, you know.
Bear with me.
If you see a gummy grizzly life size, you're going to think twice about making a break for that hole in the fence.
I'm just realized that we could make sequels to Cocaine Bear.
Oh, man. The possibilities
just keep working down the line. Get to, I'll tell you one that you could have Acid Bear. I mean, there's all kinds of bears that low-hanging fruit. Mm-hmm. Grok would write it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Getting actors might be the hard part.
Not anymore.
Oh, Grok could CGI it.
Yeah, they can totally do that with deepfake videos.
But, yeah, so I think you're on to something. Who would star in our show? I would probably say Rowan Atkinson would be my go-to. Jack Black or Rowan Atkinson?
Jack Black, yes.
I feel like Jack Black's career might be winding down. It might be in its twilight. And if we waited out another...
Too bad we don't have Chris Farley and David Spade. I mean, we do have David Spade, but if we had Chris Farley for the Fentanyl Bear movie...
No. Gary Busey. What's his latest, the one that went viral?
Oh, I don't know. I remember seeing a clip of it. That's the guy at the bottom of the hill on Black Sheep, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, man. He
big teeth guy.
Huge teeth. He had a snap of some sort. He never was just right, but it's gotten worse. I'm just having a brain fart. I sent that to everybody I knew. It's a buttered sausage.
Mm.
They're claiming it's a deep fake, but I don't think
you don't want to believe it.
No, I don't believe.
Well, it's not a stretch for him, right?
I don't believe it was.
Talk about buttered sausage, where it comes from, what it does, why is it doing what it's doing, get it out of my face.
This clip of Gary Busey is going viral. So people have turned
buttered
it into a
sausage, get it out of my face.
Get that buttered sausage out of my face. So they're saying it's a deep fake, but I saw a TMZ interview with him, and it's right there on pace for where he's at.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, anywho.
Maybe he could...
He would definitely be... I think he would be within a low-budget film get.
No, he'd be a great character for the Fentanyl Bear.
I feel like Christopher Walken would be a must-have for a movie such as this.
Yep.
But
I think we're on to something here.
Yeah, we'll have to reach out.
Yeah.
We'll have our people talk to their people, you know?
All right. Well, I think it'd be a good time for a break, Tim. What do you think?
We must have a break.
All right. Let's take a little break.
So many buttons.
And we're back from the break, Tim. So, a big story this week, probably one of the biggest stories of the week, was the cargo ship that crashed into the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland.
Oh, say the pilot didn't see.
Uh-huh. So, let's watch this video, and we'll talk about it. There were multiple videos. This is the main one. And also, who was videoing this, Tim? This is a question I thought of immediately. Like, who at 1:30 in the morning?
Maybe it was just like the Port Authority.
Like a security camera?
Yeah. Sorry, you caught me in the middle of eating some Cedar Creek peppered beef jerky. Oh, made man. In Missouri.
That sounds great. Maybe it was... It says stream time live on this, like the timestamp and all that.
Could have been a weather camera that a lot of times that looks like something you might see on the evening news back when people used to watch evening news. The weather, usually has weather cams that are viewing the harbor or whatever the most scenic thing And that's a...
But it does, like, zoom up right on the boat stuff.
Oh, that's odd.
But I guess that could have been done after the fact, maybe. I don't know. So let's watch it and see. Here it goes. So you see the boat coming. It's a cargo ship full of containers. It's got lights on.
It is steaming along.
It is. And it's going kind of, like, parallel with the bridge. And then you see the power loss and the lights go out.
I bet it was doing a good 30 knots. I wonder what the... I mean, it's cooking. Or is this a sped up?
I think it's sped up because see how fast those lights are blinking?
Oh, yeah.
That would, it's got to be sped up.
Epilepsy nightmare right there.
Yep. So,
okay. Then I was going to say, good luck. That thing was steaming on like a freight train.
No, I don't think it was going near that fast. So then it recovers and you see lights come back on. It's still going in the same kind of direction as it was. Then it starts turning right at that point very sharply, and there's black smoke coming out of the smokestack in the back at that point, right when it turns. So it's almost like it revved up at that point.
This is why we change our oils, kids.
Right. And so then it turns sharply. I mean, almost like a, it looks like in this video, almost a 90-degree turn, right? Like, or I guess it'd be a 45-degree, right?
Would have been really suspicious if he would have 90'd and broadsided the bridge. That they would have been like, Would have been less speculation on the conspiracies and more like, Well, I truly expected to hear that it was a terrorist attack.
Right.
Before it was over, but
so
still haven't heard.
And I mean, it turns right toward one of the support pylons for this bridge, one of the main support pylons for this bridge. It turns right toward it, and then it loses power again right before, and then once more the lights come on, and then boom. Right into the pylon, directly into the pylon.
And I mean, if they had turned the, I don't think those have rudders, but if they had turned the, you know, been in a turn when it lost power, they would have continued to go even sharper into that turn.
But some people were saying that maybe they dropped an anchor and it caused it to turn that way to try to slow it down. I'm not sure
people
all the facts.
People who still have faith in society and
don't really see. I mean,
people,
it's hard not to
living in blissful.
So then you see, I mean, as soon as it hits that pylon, the bridge just folds like all the way down, breaks off in several different pieces. Mm-mm-mm. So,
you know,
this video was everywhere. Immediately, as soon as this took place. So on this was on the 26th, March the 26th, it was a cargo ship named the Dolly collided with the bridge, the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore, Maryland. It occurred about 1:30 a.m., resulting in the collapse of a big stretch of this bridge. It's a 1.6-mile bridge, which is, I mean, that's a pretty long bridge. Six road repair workers were presumed dead that were working on the bridge. Search and rescue teams were deployed to the scene. There were vehicles that were under the water that were on the bridge. And, I mean, still under investigation, but as you can imagine, there were many conspiracy theories that began to circulate immediately, really, after the incident. Some people suggesting that it was a black swan event, you know, which is a term that was popularized by a mathematician that described an unpredictable event with significant consequences. Other theories claim that the ship had been cyber attacked, you know, that somehow that an enemy or someone with nefarious intent had hacked into the ship's computer or navigation system or whatever and intentionally ran the barge into the pylon. Other theories claim the ship had been, that the captain was impaired by side effects from COVID-19 vaccines, which I don't know. I mean, it's possible.
they were still pretty hung up on COVID-19 vaccine conspiracies, and they kind of missed. Now that that had been taken away from them and turned into fact, they had to dig a little deeper.
Right. Some speculating that Israel was somehow involved, or the Obamas, and, you know, I mean, it goes on and on with the different conspiracy theories. I even saw some videos that were trying to explain that there were explosives that were detonated before the crash on the bridge, and that, you know, basically somebody blew the bridge and tried to make it look like an accident with the boat. I think that's a wild theory.
Going back to they're revisiting the 9/11 theories.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Lots of misinformation out there on this incident, but it is still under investigation, and there's a lot of questions. I mean, the Baltimore Police Commissioner and the FBI have stated that there's no indication of terrorism or intentional action. But that doesn't help. The conspiracy theorists continue in their incessant pursuit
you an odd one.
Yeah?
There's an ad that pops up after almost every YouTube video I watch. And it's like a engineer explaining a suspension bridge.
Uh-huh.
I'm just thinking maybe I was being subtly brainwashed to understand that, you know, when one cable pops, it all goes.
Mm-hmm. Could be.
Anyways, back to reality.
There were prominent figures like Andrew Tate and Alex Jones that have amplified those theories, trying to spread a lot of information on social media platforms that may or may not be true.
I can just hear Alex Jones.
Yes, of course. But, you know, again, like the mainstream media has done this, you know, because they're so wrong so often anymore. And you find out later that everything that was reported in the mainstream news was not, in fact, true. And what we had suspected was true was exactly what was true. And so you can't help it anymore.
How many billions of dollars are we looking at? If it was 430 for the Nets, suicide nets on
on the San Francisco Golden Gate Bridge?
I wonder what we're looking at.
No telling, and how long it'll take.
Oh, I mean, so
your shipping lines are disrupted big time because this is a major thoroughfare.
Yeah,
with shipping lines. I mean, there's so much involved with that will inevitably lead to products being higher for consumers, wait times longer,
you know,
and on down the line.
They should make the company that ran into the bridge give them all of their cargo ships and just build a highway of cargo ships.
Right.
That'd be cost effective.
Yeah.
Drop anchors, glue them together, get out the Gorilla Glue, and you got your highway in 3 days.
I mean, I would think in today's time, with how long the unions take and all the things involved in that kind of an infrastructure project. Yeah.
5 years at least. Easy.
I mean, just the environmental study that they'll have to do
no.
on some water frog or something. Because
it took them 3 years to do the Golden Gate. How long is the Golden Gate?
I can't. It's similar. In length. Pretty similar. I think it was like 1.7 maybe miles long.
It took them 3 years in the good old days.
Yeah, that was before OSHA.
Before OSHA.
Before a lot of things.
When men were men.
Yeah. So, I don't know. I mean, we'll see what information comes out with this as to what actually caused it and all of that. Maybe we will. I don't know. Did you see the comparison of the movie that the Obamas did, though, with the ship running into the bridge on that movie?
No.
Very similar. So what do they expect? No one's going to speculate that there might be some nefarious connection with this? Yeah.
What happened to faith in the system? It's really making it hard to pull fast ones.
Yeah. But I don't know. We'll see. What comes to light with that one? Next up, And last of all for this episode, the California Town Police Department. I think it was Marietta, maybe the name of the town in California. They were photoshopping Lego heads onto the suspects in their social media posts. And I'm telling you, it was hilarious. Have you looked at some of these pictures?
Yeah.
Absolutely hilarious.
They're spot on. The Lego heads are the ones that come in the sets of the police and criminals. So
it's the criminal ones.
I think where they went wrong was they should have photoshopped the police Lego heads on themselves.
Right.
And then the criminal Lego head on the criminal and, you know, kept it where...
Fair?
Yeah. Where nobody was being... No one. Filling left in.
No one's ID was being released at all on either side.
What was the old... all the names are assumed. Dragnet. The 1950s radio show.
The names have been protected.
The names have been protected or have been changed to protect the innocent.
So this was in response. This is what's funny. It was in response to a law that was passed by California, which doesn't surprise me at all, under Gavin Newsom, to not allow using criminals' faces. We should not be
shaming criminals. Maybe you should introduce the no Lego head law
in Missouri
next year in Missouri.
It would be laughed out of town.
Well, you know.
Nothing surprises me, though, with this. I mean... After all, we can't embarrass the criminals, right? But, I mean, if it was a kid at a Chiefs, you know, game with paint on his face, a nine-year-old kid, then no problem. No problem putting that in the news, right?
Did you catch that story where they're no longer a organization? The
Deadspin?
Deadspin. Oh, yeah. Is Deadspin.
They're done for.
They let everybody go, and they boarded the doors.
Yeah. Just exactly what we were hoping.
We saw that coming.
Yeah, we did. Or if it was a kid in a MAGA hat, you know, smirking or something. Boy, they'd have just that all over the news. But not the criminals.
Yeah, just don't generally
shame
feeling
the criminals, Tim. So this is hilarious. The Not the Bee article shows some of these pictures of the...
They did such a good job, too.
They did. I thought it was hilarious. But not Lego, the company. They were not amused.
I mean, my son has that guy, and he's wearing the striped suit.
Mm-hmm. So Lego, the company, after they found this out, asked this town to stop masking the suspect photos with Lego heads. How dare you?
They need to... get the Dollar General knockoff Lego heads, and they'd be just fine.
Right. The Dollar General knockoffs.
Yeah. They don't stick together well, but I will say in the Dollar General knockoff defense that when they get stuck together, they're like leg glues. It's pretty much like you super glued those together.
Mm-hmm.
They just, whenever they printed them, they were... It's a square peg in a round hole situation, but once you get a square peg in the round hole, it's
likely not happening. It's not coming out.
It just ain't. You need an industrial dead blow hammer, a dead blow sledgehammer to get them together, but they sure aren't coming apart.
So Lego reached out and politely asked them, Marietta Police Department to stop using their copyrighted Lego materials for funny purposes. How dare. So they don't want to be associated with criminals. So Lieutenant Jeremy Durant of the Marietta Police Department told Fox News this. He said, "The Lego group reached out to us and respectfully asked us to refrain from using their intellectual property in our social media content, which of course we understand and will comply with. We're currently exploring other methods to continue publishing our content in a way that is engaging and interesting to our followers."
They could go to Ken and Barbie and wait until they got asked to stop doing it.
or just some stick figures. You know, I could put together some pretty funny faces with some.
I bet Homestar Runner could probably maybe let him have some faces.
So it was fun while it lasted.
That was terrific. You know,
we still have the memories. But yeah, Lego put the quietus on all the fun. You can't have any fun anymore. Somebody's going to be offended. So with that, Tim, this is going to finish our part one of two parts with this episode. I'll be out of town next weekend.
I got my 15-year anniversary next weekend also. So we just kind of...
What you doing?
Well, I figured probably Applebee's.
Fancy no, like Applebee's pretty on much. A date night.
No, we really haven't decided. We're going to try to get out of town.
That's good. You deserve that.
Shake a little dust off. 15 years is a good start.
You could head down to Mack County.
Yeah, we may go, you know, rent us a canoe and fishing rod. Who knows?
Get into all sorts of trouble.
Yeah.
South of the Newton County line.
South of the Newton border.
Right.
Well, I hope you all have a great week. Thanks for listening.
Don't forget, go over to Apple Podcasts or to Spotify. Leave us a review. Send us an email. Share with your friends so we can continue to keep this entertaining content with the Man Cave Caucus podcast.
Has our email gotten any...
Well, if I would check it.
See, that's... I was just curious if we'd gotten any hate mail.
Mm. It could be possible.
I don't have a lot of strife in my life.
Right.
And I'm thankful for that.
You don't need any more.
I was just curious if...
I'll look into it.
We were bringing on the ire of the lefties.
I'll look into it. God bless everybody. We'll catch you next week.